Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
And this is Jonathan Healy filling in for Andrea on the programme today. And it's going to be a busy programme as we deal with the fallout from Storm Éowyn. Thankfully, it has passed the worst of it here in Cork in the south of the country. Still, Donegal is under a red warning, as are the six counties in Northern Ireland. But most of the country, from a line from Clare across to Dublin, has gone yellow now, orange above that, and then Donegal and the six counties are red. So the threat is abating, but the real damage assessment is beginning. And we're going to go through some of that. And we want to hear from you wherever you are today, particularly if you were caught in the worst of the storm there on the west coast and in the counties where Éowyn blew through in the early hours this morning. We'll hear about Connacht GAA's Airdrome, completely destroyed. Lots of trees down around the country, people's homes, businesses, some of which have been really badly damaged. We want to hear from you this afternoon. Tell us where you are and what it's like. You can call us 1-800-453-106, 087-1400-106 for your WhatsApps. Let's go to Metair, and they've been working really hard over the course of the last few days predicting this storm. Got it bang on. Aoife Keighley is on the line from Glasnevin. Aoife, I suppose we'll concentrate on the warning first of all. Donegal, still a threat to life there for another 2 hours or so as Éowyn pushes through and heads north.
Yeah, so we're still going to see extremely strong winds across Donegal. Now, saying that as well, it's important to remember that there are those other warnings still in place across the rest of the country. As you said yourself there, the yellow warning, those counties south of the line from Clare to Dublin, and an orange warning then between that line and Donegal. And the thing with these winds is while they are not going to be as strong as what we've seen already, we'll say overnight and this morning, given the amount of damage that this storm has brought to most areas of the country, these winds are still do pose a threat. You know, there still will be a lot of damage around. It's going to take a lot of time to clear this up. Things like trees down, power lines down, and so on. So there's still extreme caution needed through today, right across the country, and especially when it comes to travelling. If non-essential travel can be avoided at all costs, even though the red warning has now lapsed, conditions still remain dangerous.
Can I ask about the ferocity of this storm? It is a record breaker, isn't it?
It is, yeah. So, like, provisionally, we saw both our wind gust and mean wind speed records broke. So, and that was they were both in Macehead in County Galway. So, mean wind speeds reached 135 kilometres an hour there, while gusts reached 183 kilometres an hour there. So, both record breakers. So, as we said, you know, an exceptional storm.
These are rare, thankfully, but the challenge now is that we have another event that's kind of going to come close to us later in the weekend. I think it's going to be over the course of Sunday and Monday. It's not anywhere close to Storm Éowyn, but there is potential for it to do damage, particularly where structures have been weakened, where properties may be damaged after the original storm.
Yes, so... as you said, the winds associated with this on Sunday and even into Monday won't be anywhere near as strong as what we've seen today and will continue to see in Donegal. But given the damage that is still going to be left behind Storm Éowyn, the winds are just going to exacerbate the impact. It's going to make any recovery that's ongoing quite difficult still. And like you said, any structures or even trees that have been weakened but perhaps haven't come down will then be more vulnerable and more likely to come down even in less strong winds.
Okay, well, we'll keep an eye on the weather. Thank you and all your colleagues at Metair for the hard work and the difficult calls that you've had to make this week. But thankfully, people have heeded your advice. The warning was read for a reason. Thank you very much for that, Aoife Keighley at Metair. And let's talk to Siobhan Wynn, whose crews are also working very hard, and we're very grateful for them too. Your crews, Siobhan Wynn, in the ESB are getting out and about for the first time now in parts of the country to deal with the outages. How many customers are without power right now?
Hi, Jonathan. Yes, so we've currently got 725,000 homes, farms and businesses without power. We really have suffered now unprecedented and extensive damage to our network, and that's right across the country. I know that the worst of the storm may have passed for parts of the country, but those warnings are still in place. And so it's a really important from a public safety perspective that if people are beginning to get out and about now and they come across fallen wires or damaged conductors, that they would stay well clear of them, regard them as live and report them to us on our emergency number.
It's obviously a number that's really, really busy right now. I know I heard someone on another radio station earlier saying they were trying to report a line that was down and they were on hold a good bit. But I presume if you see something dangerous, you'd ask people to persist to report it.
Yes, absolutely. And we have staffed up that number, you know, so people shouldn't be waiting too long now if they ring that number. Just to reiterate the number, it's 1-800-372-999.
Okay. When you're looking at the situation now, Siobhan, there are, and looking at the map of outages, of which there's a lot, if you're part of a big outage, if it's you and a couple of thousand others, you could be reasonably confident that supply will be restored quickly enough. But for the people who may be in a cluster of 10, 11, 20, they're going to be the ones that are harder to reconnect, aren't they?
They are. They're absolutely. I suppose, given that we've so many outages this, you know, in this scenario, a lot of today when we do, we're sending our crews out now to really assess the damage and figure out, you know, where the faults are. So again, we're really now are looking at over a week in terms of restoring supply to the worst impacted areas.
Okay, we'll keep in touch with you. 725,000 is a big number of people without power right now. You're listening to the radio with the batteries on or in the car. Siobhan, thank you very much for joining us from ESB Networks. Just some of your messages that have come in. One listener saying, where can I find information on the roads? Specifically, is it safe to drive from Dublin to Cork this afternoon? We'll have the NTA on the programme a little bit later on, but just looking at the TII's social feed, there's a lot of debris on the motorway network still, and secondary roads around the country will have a lot of trees down. So if you don't have to, probably don't do it, would be my advice. Most workers told to stay at home till the red warning is over, says this listener. My partner, not an emergency worker, but had to go out delivering after 10. Most big chains told staff not to come in until 12 today. And another listener says, Longford was absolutely crazy last night. Trees uprooted, most of the country, most of the county still without power and still extremely gusty. Well, Galway was one of the areas at the epicentre of this storm. Henry McKean is in Salt Hill in Galway. Henry, good afternoon to you. What has been happening there?
Good afternoon, Jonathan. I hope everyone in Cork is safe. Here in Salt Hill in Galway, at the moment it's gusting 96 kilometres with winds of 46. So it has dropped hugely. It's now an orange warning. The sun is out. The wind is still there, but it's starting to, you know, disappear a little bit. People are now heading outside. There's dog walkers out there, runners, locals. And Met Erin at their weather station during the night had problems reading the weather, but they did record a gust record being broken, reaching 183 kilometres in Maesthead, and that was at about 5 a.m., the strongest ever provisionally. Jonathan, I met these local Galwegian people and a lady called Paula. They're assessing the damage. The council workers are finally out too, and they're comparing it to Storm Debbie in 1961.
So we're here in front of a bus stop, and you can see the glass has been ripped out by the sheer force of these gusts of up to 170 kilometers per hour. And across the road, the bus stop is supposed to look like that.
My name is Paula.
Paula, what do you think of the damage here in Salt Hill?
It's the worst I've ever seen. Last night was the highest winds I've ever heard, like living in Salt Hill nearly my whole life. And I've seen more damage here today than I've seen for anything.
So the cleanup starts now. It is now an orange warning as opposed to a red. There's a roof missing there in the distance. What building was that?
That was the Burnmount Hotel. We've a small bit of that in our back garden this morning. It had been started to be stripped for renovation, but it's stood there since my father was a young child and we've never seen damage on it. It has had some structural issues, but I can't believe how much has come off it and how much glass is on the road.
What does your dad think of it?
They were very scared last night, and they were very concerned for us living so close to the sea, and they were taking it very seriously, you know.
And your dad compares it to Storm Debbie.
That was his concern yesterday. He felt that things are built better now, so they would withstand better, but he felt that's what we were in for, and he isn't surprised to see the damage like this morning.
I'm frightened, I don't know. Johnny McCarty.
You're with Galway County Council. You're now allowed out. You couldn't go out during the red storm. How bad is the damage across the city?
Just basically a lot of trees down. That's all we've seen so far. We're only out half an hour.
We're just
told
out.
To come in, yeah.
We're only told to come in now, like, so.
Yeah.
We're just checking the pram for
and the glass damage and the apartment damage.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. A lot of damage.
Mostly trees down.
Henry McKean, I know you were talking about Storm Debbie there. It's interesting because my family, who are from Galway, will always talk about Storm Debbie and use that as the comparison for any storm that subsequently happened. And I remember seeing pictures that they showed me of the roadway out by the prom being completely cut up. Now, obviously, infrastructure is better since then, but there's no doubt in those people's minds this is the worst storm since 62.
Absolutely. It's the worst storm in my life and so many. And you're right, Storm Debbie, 11 people died, including young people. It really was horrific. And we do hope we get through the storm in one piece. And the advice is still to stay indoors. There's loose trees out there, even though for parts of the country it's orange and it's yellow. But there is still danger. There's loose wires as well. Also in the air, Jonathan, I can't really quite describe it. There's loose little tiny bits of grit, little bits of stone and wood flying around the place, gusting at 96 kilometers per hour. Not nice when that hits you in the face.
No, definitely not. And I have to say, there was a film of salt on my car this morning that was something I don't think I've ever seen in my life, which was presumably salt picked up from the Atlantic Ocean and blown all the way to my house. Henry, stay safe. Henry McKean in Salt Hill in Galway. Thank you. Let's move up the country a little bit, because one of the biggest casualties in terms of infrastructure that we've seen so far is the Connacht GAA Air Dome, an incredible facility that is run by Connacht GAA and NUI Galway. At the CEO of Connacht GAA, John Prenti, is on the line with us now. John, it is no more by the sounds of it.
No, unfortunately, it's gone. No more, as you say. Look, the good thing about all of that is that nobody got hurt, thank God. And there was four of us here at about 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the morning, just making sure everything would be all right before we left, him, so that it'd be safe to get home. And then it's sometime between 4:15 and 4:30, just ripped apart.
And the pictures are so stark, because you had this wonderful facility that anyone who's ever seen it is in awe of, and just the storm just ripped it in two and it just fell to the side.
Just took it all over the place. We have seven pictures here, and there's bits of the dome in every one of them at the minute. So it was just, I heard somebody there talking about Debbie. He was a young lad when Debbie was around, and I remember that, but this is something else. Like. And the wind changed and kind of swirled, I think it caught us, in a corner that we'd never been hit before, and it just ripped it.
I know that you're in an assessment phase, but what do you do next, John? Is it your intention to rebuild this? It's very raw for you today.
Yeah, well, I tell you what we're doing next now. We're going to go out and start beginning cleaning up the site, right? Today's Friday, and we'll be at it again tomorrow and probably Sunday. And Monday, I'm going to sit down and make plans to rebuild the dome.
And I suppose this is a question for another day, but do you think insurance will cover this?
Yeah, well, that's the intention, yeah. It's insured, so hopefully it'll cover it, yeah.
Well, John, fingers crossed that you will get it back up, because it's such a brilliant facility, and it's sad to see it go in those circumstances. John Prenti of Connacht GAA. Lunchtime Live with Jonathan Healy, 087 1400 106 for your WhatsApps. Lots of listeners getting in contact with us. Bridget O'Hara is on the line. Hi, Bridget. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm all right. Where are you?
I'm on Achill Island for my troubles.
Yeah, you were very much in Storm Éowyn sights. What were conditions like overnight?
So, I mean, yesterday when I was watching all the news and everything, like, I've lived here a couple of years, and it was the first time where I really felt quite nervous. So we all slept downstairs in the one bedroom because we sleep normally up in the eaves, you know, and it's just really, really loud. I remember getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning and it was like there was a jumbo jet over the house with the noise, you know. It was just crazy. All of our windows are, like, the windows are fine, but they're just sprayed with, you know, sand and salt. And the back just looks like it's, I don't know, it looked like it was ransacked, you know, the back garden. But we're safe, in fairness, we're safe.
Any damage caused by this, apart from your nerves?
Yeah, so, like, I'm on WhatsApp groups with, you know, a couple of people around the place. At the minute, we haven't heard of any major kind of structural damage, but there's a little port at the end of our road, so I would only imagine that's taken a bit of a hammering. I just haven't heard anything yet. But no, we're lucky. There's no, like, cars damaged or, at the minute, I mean, I haven't been outside, so I haven't seen any trees down or poles down, so, yeah.
And are you amongst the 725,000 customers without electricity right now?
I certainly am. Now, listen, we're well used to having no electricity, but I have, like, one little camp stove. The fire is on. The kids are making a fort in the sitting room because they're already sick of their tablets. So, yeah, we just, like, and I guess, you know, these people are amazing and they're trying their best, but I don't think we'll have electricity. I don't know. I'd say maybe Sunday if we're lucky, you know. So we just have to figure it out, really.
Well, look, stay safe and stay in for the time being. But Bridget O'Hara there on Achill Island. Let's go a little bit further south. Stephen's on the line in Galway. Stephen, what kind of storm was it where you were?
It was quite extreme, to say the least. You know, we're probably used to getting warnings over the last number of years, and you probably sometimes you don't take them as serious as you should. But I think the message was heard this time. But I think it was a lot worse than anyone that I would have ever experienced in my lifetime. We're based up in Laka, and you can just see locally in the village, you know, lots of trees down, tiles off roofs, garden fences. You know, even you look at the look of the hurling pitch, you know, the Turlock Moor, you can see that the goalposts are down and the fence behind it. Like, and that's kind of replicated in as I moved in towards town into the Cowie City Centre there later. So the day, and everywhere you go, you see trees down, estates blocked, other pitches, goalposts in different shapes. So it seems to be, everywhere seems to be, I've got a fair whack, and I drove through Salt Hill there, and it was quite, quite extreme as well.
I was very taken by Bridget's description of it being like a jumbo jet. This was noisy, I'm guessing. It was noisy where I was, and I didn't get anything like the ghost you did.
Yeah, no, it was. Like, you know, like, through the night, the alarm went off in the house. We couldn't get it off, so we were down with the screwdriver dismantling alarm to try to take the battery out of it. Like, so it was just constant. It probably kicked off around 10 o'clock, I suppose, and then probably when I felt around 3 or 4 o'clock was probably the most extreme that I felt of it, you know. And the tree then outside of our house collapsed, you know. So it was an eventful night, you know. So I know Sabrina, well, like, she would have slept at all, you know. I managed to get a bit.
And have you power at home now, or has the power gone where you are?
Not yet. So hopefully in the next while that'll come back.
Well, look, good luck to you undoing a lot of the damage that has been caused overnight, and do stay safe. Stephen on the line from Galway there on Lunchtime Live. The National Emergency Coordination Group has been meeting to discuss the damage that's been caused by Storm Éowyn. They are making the point, and it is worth noting, that the period after the storm can often be the most dangerous, because there will be things that will have happened that you won't know about until you go out. There could be wires down, there could be trees down. So do exercise extreme care if you're going out and about for the first time.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.